Hello. In this video, I want to talk about delegation. Delegation is a really useful tool to help us as leaders, to help us improve our leadership and get the best performance out of the team and the individual and make sure that the task gets completed effectively. And there's a big difference between delegation and dumping. Dumping is basically offloading any of those activities that you don't want to do onto one of your team members. Delegation takes a little bit of thought and a little bit of effort and a little bit of planning, but it's really, really valuable. And if we think about situational leadership, when somebody in your team has got to the point where they don't need any support and they don't need any direction anymore because they're really kind of ready for their next job, then delegation is a really useful tool to keep them engaged and keep them motivated and keep them performing to a good level. Delegation also helps you to release the time that you need as a leader to become more strategic, to be able to step back from the job, look at where you need to put your efforts in, and so that you can put your efforts in the right place. Without having that time, you can't do it. But if you're focusing on the task and having to do lots and lots of the task, then you're not able to be strategic. So delegation can help you to do that, help you to release the time to do that. And certainly in the sort of world that we're living in now, with a much more flexible approach to working, with people working remotely, working virtually, sometimes in the office, sometimes not, then delegation is the only way that you're going to allow yourself and enable yourself the time to be able to put the effort in to making sure that everybody is motivated doing the job that they need to be able to do. So it's a really, really important tool. And it's one that I've used in the past. I remember when I moved into one organization as a training officer, I kind of made it my ambition, my goal, if you like, to delegate the whole of my job out to people who needed to do it. And this was, you know, things like induction that I didn't believe training officer needed to be doing. And I was very, very successful. And within a couple of years, I delegated the whole of my job, so much so that I was made redundant, which was actually a good thing to happen because that's when I set up Evolution. So a long, long time ago now. But delegation is really, really important. So why don't people delegate? Well, there's lots of reasons why you might not want to delegate. Mostly they're around your own confidence and your own security in your role. So things like, you know, they might not be able to do the job effectively. Well, if you train them, they will. They might do the job better than I can. Well, actually, that's a good thing because, you know, they're going to be performing the job to the best of their ability. The task is going to get done really, really effectively. It might overload people. That's a genuine reason. You know, you've got to be very careful that you don't overload people, and particularly choosing who you delegate to can be really important. So you don't have that kind of willing horse that takes everything on and finds themselves too stressed to be able to do their own job effectively. So there are some reasons why you might not. So think about your own reasons why you wouldn't delegate to somebody else. So let's have a quick look at what delegation actually means. So let's have a look at a simple definition. So what is delegation? Well, delegation is the leader charging a subordinate, I hate that term, but it's the definition, a team member, with the authority to take decisions within defined areas of responsibility. So the leader charging a team member, subordinate, with the authority to take decisions within the defined areas of responsibility. So what can you delegate? Well, it's probably easier to look at what you can't delegate, essentially. And really, from a legal point of view, there's very little that you can't delegate. I mean, accountability and authority for health and safety, for instance, you can't delegate that. That's your responsibility. Managing performance of team members, you can't delegate because, again, that's your responsibility. But pretty well everything else, you can. So you've got to think carefully about what it is you want to delegate. And don't just choose the things that you don't like doing. Because for me, that's more about dumping than delegating. If you just get rid of the things you don't like doing, giving them to somebody else, it doesn't mean they're going to like doing them or perform them to the best of their ability. So choose carefully what it is that you want to delegate. And for me, there are some kind of quite simple rules, really. If it's a job that's going to take 10 minutes to train somebody how to do it, and it needs to be done every week, and it takes half an hour a week to do it, it's probably worth investing the time to delegate that. If, on the other hand, it's something that might take you a day to train somebody, it only happens once a year and it takes half an hour to do, it probably isn't worth delegating, because by the time they come round to do it next year, they may well have forgotten how to do it. So just think carefully about what it is that you want to delegate to other people. And then there's a very simple process. There's things that you certainly need to consider, but there is a process that you can go through to choose how to delegate and what to delegate to somebody else. So let's have a look at that. So let's have a look at a process for delegation. Step one, quite simply, decide what to delegate. So which bits of your job are you going to delegate out? Which bits of it can you delegate? Which bits of it are fairly easy to do? Which are time effective in terms of your time to train somebody and for somebody else to do it? Secondly, decide who to delegate to. So look at your team. Look at the ones who are in stage four in that situational leadership model. Look at the ones who are willing, who are looking to expand, looking to move on, and maybe the ones who are pushing you in terms of looking for promotion. So helping them to expand their job, get some more pleasure from the job that they're doing and some more knowledge and some more skills. And then talk to them. You know, do they want to do it? Find out whether they're actually interested in being delegated to. And obviously only delegate to somebody who's willing to do it. Ask yourself, do they need any additional responsibility or additional authority needed? Responsibility might be simply in terms of do they need to have the ability to sign off on certain procurement issues? Do they need to have a responsibility for other people? Do people need to be told that they're being responsible for this task now? And do they need any additional authority? So again, that might be around signing authority. It might be around making people go to them for specific instances or specific information. You need to provide resource. And resource can be time, can be equipment, can be space, any of those things. Make sure that you provide any additional training that's needed to learn something new. Give them time to gain experience, whether that's offline in simulations or in real life with you supporting them. And, you know, I've put dates in brackets there because it's really important that you put a plan together, which we'll talk about in a minute, and decide a target date. So again, this is about outcomes. This is about setting outcomes. So decide a target date for when they will take over responsibility and full acceptance of the task. Set standards that are required, again, as part of the outcome that you're looking for. You may need to review job descriptions on the basis of this, because somebody's job might have changed by the additional tasks that you've given them now, that you've delegated to them. Make sure you monitor progress against the targets and once they've taken full acceptance. But again, that's just part of your performance management generally. And make sure that you give support along the way and recognition for the efforts that people have taken on, the new things they've taken on and how well they're doing. So again, feedback. So lots of the things that you're likely to be doing effectively as a leader fit into this model anyway. There's only some key things around delegation that are important. So it's probably worth putting a plan together to make sure that this works effectively. And here's an example plan. And I'll give you a blank plan that you can download with this video. So this is just made up names, obviously. The thing at the top is what's the task? Who is it that you're adding it to? What's the target date for completion? Those sort of key bits of information. And then break the task down into subtasks. So, you know, we've got completion of monthly financial report as the task that's been delegated. Step one is to review the last three financial reports. Do they need any additional authority? Yes, there's a password needed to access whatever. What's the plan for additional training? Who else needs to be notified that this person is taking the new job on? When is that going to be done by, and who's going to do it? So the additional authority, the plan, the others to be notified are the key elements out of delegation that this is a prompt for you to decide how you're going to do this. So the point about this is to sit down with the individual, work through a plan, agree it all, talk about who's going to do it, finalize that, put the date in at the bottom and crack on through the process. And at the end of that, and you can review process as you go along, at the end of it, then they'll be able to take it on board fully. So there is a simple process to help you delegate effectively. And by going through and asking yourself those questions and filling that form in, it means you're much more likely to come up with something that somebody takes on board and is much more effective. And the more that you can delegate, the more time you've got to focus on managing your team, of leading your team effectively, of making sure, especially, you know, in the environment where you might be working more remotely now, then that it gives you the time and the space to be able to think strategically, to be able to be in touch with people, to manage the individuals, meet their needs, make sure they're motivated, keep in touch, make sure you're communicating with the whole team effectively, because all of this takes time. And if you're spending your time focusing on the task, you can't do that. The only way that you can open up time is to invest time in delegating bits of your work to other people, which will help them develop within their role, help them get that job satisfaction, help motivate them, but being aware that you're not overloading them and causing them additional stress. So there's a balance, but it's a lot easier to delegate than to keep it all to yourself and still try and lead a team effectively. So it's a key tool in your toolbox. So good luck with that. I'm sure you'll find once you get into it that it works really, really effectively in your favor and, you know, in the team's favor.